Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here, up in here.
Yeah.
That's right, man.
Because, I'm with that.
Yes. Life has changed so much since this COVID thing.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that thing took me back. Good morning, family. Welcome to another episode of Inside the Armor, co-hosted by yours truly, BBB, Big Brother Boone.
This is Joe.
And Russ.
All right. So, fellas, we need to talk about how to develop a healthy work-life balance during a pandemic, because this thing is real. You know, the lines between work and life have become blurred, and there's a lot going on. You know, I started working from home before COVID, so I kind of got a taste of what it was like, but this thing is crazy. And when we threw that hook up in here about losing your mind, that is real.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
That is real.
Yeah, that is.
And what's interesting is that, you know, all three of us have a different look at it, because like you said, yeah. Boone, you're working from home. I've been going into work, even though we had some days in between where I could work from home. And then Russ, your outlook is going to be totally different too. So
yeah.
I look forward to what comes out of this conversation.
Absolutely. Me too.
So, because I started doing this before COVID, like I said before, I had a taste of what it was going to be like. But when COVID hit, all of the things that I used as outlets got shut down, and that put a whole different spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't go to the movies. I couldn't go bowling or anything like that. And not that I go to gyms or anything, but even when it came to social interaction, you know, we had very limited family gatherings where, you know, family's all you got, really. And I couldn't even hook up with my boys, you know, because restaurants were closed and, you know, other venues were closed. And I was like, yo, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but for me, it got a little rough.
Wow. That's probably, yeah, I hear you, but it's, and I think it has hit, you know, people, you know, everyone a little differently. But I'm with you in terms of, you know, not being able to see your family or your friends. I've had a couple of, you know, people invite me to things, and matter of fact, recently a ball game. And I realized I didn't want to go, for me anyway, because I had to wear a mask. So, you know, this COVID is affecting all of us in very similar ways, I think.
Yeah. And for me, Kim, you know, Kim was home working, well, she's been working from home the whole time. And like I said, I was going back and forth to the office, but the grandkids were here and they were homeschooling basically, you know, with, mm-hmm. with the way that the schools were operating. And so that entered into a whole different dynamic here at the house, because, you know, at one point you would always have that time when they were gone. Now you have them here all the time. And mm-hmm. Not that we don't love our grandkids, but man, we came to appreciate those school hours.
Yeah. I'm just sitting there thinking. So think about when in the past, and I think anybody across the country can relate to this. You know, if you're in an area that gets snow, so you know, you've had those snowstorms and what they call a cabin fever, right?
Right.
Well, COVID put a new spin on that joint right there. Like cabin fever, what you talking about? Like cabin fever times 100, right? so I feel right. You on that point, Boone. It is very stressful. I think people are stressed. I think they're overworked. I think they're you know, looking for ways to balance. I think that's the key word. How do you know you get back in balance? Because certainly COVID has knocked many things out of balance. That's an understatement, actually, but I'm just stating the obvious.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So when it comes to work life,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you guys were saying, there's certain scenarios where you got the whole family in the house at the same time.
Right.
And I know there's brothers out there that were like, man, I just need to get away. You know, I love my wife, I love my kids.
Yeah.
I just need to get away.
Right.
And you could find yourself in a posture where, hey, you know, if I don't get a break, I'm gonna break down.
Mm-hmm.
So we're here today to give you some tips on how to get that work-life balance back on an even keel.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not juggling and struggling and you know, if you don't address it and acknowledge it, then you're gonna still have some challenges in that area. So one of the things that I found helpful
mm-hmm.
is that since I was gonna be home more, I had a chance to do some more exercising.
Okay.
Because that not only helps you out physically, but also mentally. It's like, you know, relieving stress, relieving some anxiety by just even taking a walk, you know, and I share with the brothers that walking my dog has taken on a whole different set of I won't say pleasure, but it's more of a relaxing feel.
Okay.
It's not that it's always been drudgery, but it's more pleasant now. It's matter of fact, I think he walks me now.
Mm.
So
mm-hmm.
that helps a lot.
Yeah.
And even when it comes to family, when you're cooped up in the house and you can't get away, you need to step back and try to even make some time that's not that won't impact or impede your progress and productivity on and work. So that also helps.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. Because, you know, there was a report that or a study that was done back during COVID in 2020 where mm-hmm. domestic violence had increased. And mm-hmm. because yep. of that lack yep. of outlet, you know, and it's on both sides. It wasn't, even though it affected women more women were susceptible to the violence, but men were being acted out on as well. So, you know, that's from those stressors that build up from not having those outlets. And like mm-hmm. you said, taking a walk, doing some exercise. I think there was a lot of confusion at the very beginning of how much you could be out. You know, mm-hmm. so people
right,
were
right.
People were confined to the house, but they still could go out. But the fear factor had people afraid to even leave their houses. And so that created a stress in itself. Those types of things that we can take into put in perspective and say, okay, yeah, I can't go and I can't be around other people like I used to be, but I still can get out and I can do some things around the house, like maybe mm-hmm. yard work. Yard work is a great stress reliever. It's not something
yes, it is.
People like.
That's right. To do, that's right.
But it does calm the spirit and it puts you out in nature and you can just, you know, SWAT bees or whatever the case may be and have a good time while you're out there.
Right, right. I piggyback on that. And I would also dare say, look around the house and I know everyone has something to do at their house that could either improve their house. It could be decluttering. You know, mm-hmm. I look at my office and I've been, you know, trying to declutter. I say, you know, it's a good time to declutter while I'm here just looking at stuff. I might as well just, you know, get rid of it and purge, right? Mm-hmm. I think you have to, you know, I guess the opportunity is there for us to make decisions because you know you do have a lot more time on your hands, and rather than get stressed of not being able to go out, you know, look at ways to, you know, get out or do things that, you know, get you up and going and keep you occupied and sort of change the narrative of, you know, depression or stress, right? You have to actually make a conscious decision to figure a way to maneuver out of it.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So as I said earlier, the very first thing that you have to do is to recognize that your work-life balance is jacked up.
Right.
And you have to really get it embedded into your heart that your mental, physical, relational, relational, financial, and spiritual well-being could be at stake. And when I say financial, if you don't have an outlet, you'll start what people call retail therapy. When you'll buy stuff that you don't need, you'll buy stuff that is not in your budget. You know, we have a miscellaneous category in our budget, and you'll buy stuff that even exceeds miscellaneous.
Right.
And when we think of shopping, you know, we think that it's a woman thing, it's a wife thing, but no, brothers can have retail therapy too. Talk to me, somebody.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard that retail therapy. That's interesting. Retail therapy. I hear what you're saying there, man. That's in other words, that's a reaction that people do to try and relieve stress is what you're saying, right?
That's right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I think, buying something, I guess that goes into where people buy a car every year or every other year or every several years thinking that the new car will make them feel better or, satisfy a stress where in the reality, like anything else, you buy something new, it's going to get old. So, I hear what you're saying though. That's interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, we usually have a stat.
Right.
But we've got stats this weekend as well. All right. 48% of Americans consider themselves workaholics.
Okay.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm in that 48%.
Okay.
66% of American workers lack work-life balance. And sadly, I am in that 66%. So 2/3 of Americans know that their work-life balance is out of balance.
Okay.
77% of full-time U.S. employees experience burnout at their current job. And 1 in 3 American adults is sleep deprived due to disrupted work-life balance. Your sleeping is impaired, your mental, your cognitive capacity is impaired. So, I mean, this thing is real and you got to deal with it.
Right.
Yeah. This is not something that you can procrastinate on because it will impact you, as I said, in ways that you can't even imagine.
Right. Right.
Yeah. But you said it starts with, you got to recognize first that you do have a problem first. And then second, what are you saying? Look for concrete ways to address it immediately. Is that basically what you're saying?
Yeah. Look for ways to take time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, football terms, you call an audible. I see this defense and I don't think our play is going to work against this defense. You got to call an audible.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So one of my former managers, when I first started working full-time from home, I hadn't been used to it. And he had been doing it long before I started doing it. He said, you got to take breaks. I mean, I would find myself literally sitting in front of this computer monitor for longer than I should have.
Yeah.
And he said, no, you got to get up. You got to walk around, take breaks, do whatever. And that's not going to negatively impact your productivity. As a matter of fact, it's going to improve your productivity.
Right.
And, you know, I'm thinking, man, I got a monitor on, you know, I got an ankle monitor on.
Yeah.
So he said, no, you got to get up and take some breaks.
Yeah.
So I found myself doing that, even if getting on a treadmill for 10 minutes, you know, that goes into the exercise piece that helps you out. So that was a great, piece of advice that he gave me, and that helped me out tremendously.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. Because
it really is.
Like you said, I know with Kim working from home, like you were just saying, boom, she will spend 9, 10, 12 hours at the computer when in reality she works a 9-hour day, 10-hour day, right? So if you're doing a 10-hour day and then you're actually on the computer until 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night, you know, that in itself will create stress. Right. And that in itself will create that unbalance, because if you don't get up and walk away and take that 5-minute break, that 10-minute break, you know, step outside, breathe some air, whatever the case may be, even to the point of not going and taking a lunch break. You know, when you're at work, you're at the office, you're allotted a certain amount of time for your lunch break.
Yeah.
But you'll find when you're at home working, a lot of times you don't do that. You will sit and work right on through.
Yeah.
Make right a sandwich, but you're still working. And that right there is not how we're, that's not going to make you productive. It's going to make you less productive because of the burnout factor. It comes, it'll generate a lot quicker, and then you won't have that outlet to talk it out, and it can definitely be detrimental to everybody involved, yourself, your coworkers, you know, your family.
It has
a broad spectrum of effects on other people.
Absolutely. No, I'll piggyback on the break, because me, again, working from the home and being have my own businesses and being home, what I realized several years ago, actually it didn't materialize because of trying to de-stress. It materialized because my doctor told me that my sciatica pain I have from sitting in front of the computer was becoming more prevalent. So he says, Russ, you know, take a 15-minute break every hour, or what have you. So I started doing that. And through taking those breaks, guys, I would stretch, do a little, I call it mini yoga or whatever. Found myself coming back after 15 minutes, more energized, ready to rock and roll. And now, you know, again, that was probably 10 years ago. Here we are 10 years later. And now I take more breaks during the day, and I'll work from, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock at night. But during, you know, in that timeline, I'm doing different things, but taking breaks along the way and balancing. And I know I'm more effective now because of the breaks, because of, you know, taking a walk. And, you know, recently I bought a bike, you know, going for a bike ride for 30 minutes outside is just life-changing. I think that that's a key element to success and you know, creating balance in our lives is
one of the things that is also great is the fact that if you're working from home, where you normally would be accustomed to going into the office, you're saving on commute time.
Yes.
And I know my little brother Joe, he is always sharing his commute horror stories and I can't relate. Yeah. I can't relate for sure.
Right.
And I just feel bad for him. Yeah, so in a situation where you have to work from home, you've got more time because you don't have to deal with that commute, and take advantage of that time to get in some laps.
Yes.
And take a break, spend some time with family, say, hey, family, you know, I know y'all got school over here. I've got my thing. Your mom has this thing. Everybody take a time out. You know, let's do a group hug. Let's watch a movie. You know, I know it sounds easier said than done.
Right, right.
It can be done.
It can be done.
So on that note, we're going to take a short break.
All right.
I think I'm going to go down on a treadmill for about 30 seconds.
Yeah, there you go. I like that.
And we'll see you on the flip side.
See you on the flip side.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the sjslawfirm.com.
Hey, what's up, fellas? If you're looking for healthy, thought-provoking conversations on a variety of topics dealing with life issues, be a transparent, open dialogue for men who need a dose of honest, engaging, and heartfelt discussions, tune in to Inside the Armor, airing Mondays at 8 a.m., hosted by
Joe,
Russ,
and yours truly, Boom. We would love to have you vibe with us as we talk about our trials and our triumphs, our messes and our successes. Join us for Inside the Armor, Mondays at 8 a.m. Iron sharpening iron, one podcast at a time. All right, we are back. All right, so hopefully so far you've gotten a few takeaways. You're gonna spend some more time exercising. You're gonna do some things with family that you ordinarily would not do because you're either out with your boys or you're at the gym. And because of COVID mandates, you are at the crib. So we're just admonishing you to take advantage, you know, turn lemons into lemonade, if you will.
Well, you know, there's a lot of other things you can make with lemons too, like lemon meringue pie. you can do some salad dressing.
Yeah.
Lemonade.
Okay.
Spice it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Going back, Russ mentioned riding his bike. So I just need to know, is this that electric bike that you're talking about?
I wish I owned the company, because that thing right there would change your life, boy. You know, you guys heard me talk about it. That thing, you can just get out there and ride and pedal and experience outdoors. And if you've never done it, I would highly recommend it. Even renting a bike, you know, renting it and just, you know, trying it out. It's definitely a life-changing experience in my opinion.
It sounds like a sponsorship opportunity.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to Pedego in Bethesda.
Pedego.
Great company. Great product. But I, you know, more importantly, when I ride, you know, I'm saying to myself, I don't think about anything. I'm de-stressing. And I said, if I can't take an hour a day, guys, to myself and enjoy just me and nature and, you know, and what God, in terms of the day, what God brings that day, man, shame on me. You know what I mean? Like, there's not that much work in the world, right? There's nothing that important that I can't take an hour to myself.
So. There you go. The first time you told me about that, I said, man, that's cheating. How do you It reminds me of that it's a modern day moped, man.
Yeah. But remember, you don't have to use the power.
Oh, okay.
It's available to you, which is why I bought it, because you know, you guys know me, I'm very competitive. So I pedal, like I went down to the wharf and I rode all the way down there on my own power because I didn't want to use the power, but what's neat about it, the power is there.
That's your back home.
Yeah, that's a great analogy, man. Think about that. The power is there at my disposal if I want to access it. So that's powerful. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Mm. Might have to stick a pin in that right there.
Stick a pin in it.
His power is accessible to us if we want it. But
so we have to
turn the throttle on. As the bike says, or as the manual on the bike says, if I want to access the power, I just turn the throttle. And in a moment's notice, the power is there. So
that's good stuff right there, man.
That is good.
That is good stuff.
That is good.
So, you know, we've been talking about kids being at the house.
Right.
We also have to be more sensitive to what they're missing out on. They haven't been able to physically, socially interact with their peers.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of kids missed out on formal graduations and proms and class trips.
Yeah.
And there's an emotional toll that all of those omissions take on kids. And so we as parents have to be sensitive to the fact that they've missed out on a lot of things that they won't get back. You're not going to get your high school prom back.
Right.
You know, you might do high school reunion, but you're not going to get the prom back. You're not going to get a class trip back.
Yeah.
And so let's be sensitive to the fact that they may be experiencing some emotional issues. And so that's another opportunity for you to step up and say, hey, son, hey, daughter, let's talk about it.
Mm.
That's an opportunity for more bonding.
Right.
And that's an opportunity for you to share moments with your children.
Mm-hmm.
That they would appreciate.
That's a good point.
That is good.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I was actually thinking that, because I mentioned the grandkids being home. So, you know, one is 12 and he just turned 13. So he's in middle school. And then the other one was 6, just turned 7.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference between the two going to school is in our face, because the younger one is transitioning pretty easily. The older one is going into middle school after being out a year, and it's a new school for him. So he went from a private school to his first year in this school doing it virtual, and now he's actually in the classroom. And that has been a difficult transition for him.
Mm.
And he's, you know, I try to keep him prayed up every day.
Yeah.
And have him pray going in, so he can have that energy and that protection as he's navigating a new territory altogether. So there's a lot of kids that are struggling, and it's an emotional struggle. For some, it's a physical struggle. And they definitely need us to be able to coach them through that, because, you know, as adults, we should be able to navigate those types of waters a little easier, or at least with a little more wisdom, and
sure,
to help them know that it's going to be okay. You just, you know, this is just a transition point. Don't give up hope, because suicides happen from the moment of giving up hope or losing hope to it's never going to get better. That's the danger zone. So anyway.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I don't have kids, but I've got lots of nieces and nephews, and I'm hearing you guys talk, and I think that that's a key point where, you know, I think it is important for adults and parents and uncles and aunts and so forth to give kids proper perspective of the challenge and you know, letting them know that this is temporary, and that you know, when you were saying, Joe, about you know, kids not, you know, experiencing their prom and so forth, you know, helping a child put that again in proper perspective, I think is important, because I think we all can relate, because we were all kids at one point. Mm-hmm. What's the old term, making a mountain out of a molehill? Right. That's a, you know, a cliche, but it's real, because kids will make a, you know, mountain of something that we know, of course, now is trivial, because, you know, there'll be other events in their life and they'll forget a lot of stuff. But at the end of the day, I think, like you said, it is important for parents and adults to, you know, to give them the encouragement and the ability to put things in the proper perspective. So they don't lose my mind up in here.
Yeah, that's right. Right. I mean, or out there.
Yeah, that's right.
So when you take that time and cultivate those relationships and spend time talking, spend time sympathizing, that mm-hmm. will in turn get your work-life balance back to a point where you don't feel the anxiety, you don't feel the stress, and you can have the scales balanced out to a point where, you know, you can do this. It's not easy, but you can do this. Another way that you can get your work-life balance back to a point where you can function properly, mm-hmm. and I know it's a stretch, but you can seek out some volunteer opportunities. Now granted, there's still COVID mandates that are in effect, so. Mm-hmm. That notwithstanding, seek out some opportunities to volunteer if you can. Mm. You know, you, in addition to everybody around you feeling the press and the stress of these pandemic times, you know, we're all in uncharted territory. You may have some neighbors, some senior neighbors that can't get out. They can't do Instacart. Check on them, volunteer, say, hey, Miss So-and-so, hey, Mr. So-and-so, you need anything from the store? That's a great work balance, stress reliever.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a charge. It helps you spiritually, mentally. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm helping out here. I'm doing something. And you don't know how much of an impact a senior could feel. Doesn't have to be a senior. It could be somebody that is incapacitated.
Yeah.
You may have a person that is handicapped in your community, or you may know of someone. Doesn't have to be in your community. Could be a family member.
Mm-hmm.
So take some time to check on them. Take some time to see if there's anything that you can do. And granted, we all have to take the COVID mandates into consideration. I'm not saying, you know, go to a hospital, go to a nursing facility, that kind of thing. But there are a lot of activities that you can do to avail yourself to being a blessing to someone else. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, like that. That's
a great point, because a lot of the, and I know it's getting better now because we're at the on the other side of COVID, but well, the major breakout that we experienced, but there were a lot of programs that were shut down as a result of it. And there were a lot of people who were in need that didn't have those programs available to them anymore. And so then there's a large recovery that has to still take place because of all of that. You had people who lost their jobs, they lost their finances. You may know of a single mother that has children at home, you know? So how much of a blessing would it be if you were to buy her a bag of groceries just to say, hey, you know, I just wanted to give this to you to help. You just never know the impact, like you said, the impacts that you will have on being able to reach out in those different ways. And it goes mm-hmm. back to one of our earlier podcasts about accountability.
Okay.
It will.
Episode one.
So it will allow you to put your focus off of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
There you go. Yep. There you go.
We talk about, you know, if you don't have anybody to be accountable to, then be the accountable person. The one that someone can be accountable to you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Partner. So, you know, it's an opportunity to be able to do some of those things that we talked about that, you know, deep down in your heart, you want to do. So
there you go.
Like Nike said, just do it.
Just do it. Let's do it.
That sounds like you're trying to do something that's in keeping with your purpose.
Yeah.
Yes.
That would be episode two.
Yeah. No, that's really good.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. No, it's funny. You said Nike's logo, or you said what is it again? It's
just do it.
There. Yeah, just do it. So I know I told y'all this before. One of my personal slogans is somebody's got to do it. So that's why I encourage myself. If I'm in the gym or even I'm riding a bike and I'm going up a hill and I'm or something challenging my life, the way I encourage myself is that somebody's got to do it. Right. And it's sort of like that pick me up. But when you were talking about the serving and, you know, finding your purpose, when the topic first came up, Boone, when you were even talking about it in the beginning of this program, that, you know, the stress and the, you know, all these things that are on us because of COVID, and people are getting depressed and people are becoming despondent and, you know, sort of in that depression stage. And one thing I learned years ago, dealing with my own mini depression stages and so forth, is that, man, when you focus on someone else's problems, it is amazing how your stuff just
shrinks.
Yes, sir.
I've heard that over and over again. I've done it. I've learned over my life that, man, when I get into that little funk, and I don't know if it's common among every person on the planet, but I know, speaking for myself, when I get into those little mini depressions and just funk, just can't figure it out and just mad or just, you know, depressed or whatever you want to call it, man, just thinking about someone else's issue. And for me, it could be a phone call to one of my mentees or just texting them like, hey, bro, how you doing, man? And then he'll, you know, text back or something. Yo, Mr. Gordon, I'm doing good. And da, da, and that's like all of my issues just go away. So again, I'll just encourage and sort of amplify that point that, you know, serving, looking for someone else's, serving someone else in any capacity will help out on many different levels. So.
Yes, sir. That was a good point you made there, young man.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that, Daddy-O.
All right. So here's what we want you to do, family. We want you to reflect, think back how you got out of balance. We want you to redirect right. your energy mm-hmm. towards your health, because this thing, if not taken care of, will take you out of here. And also we want you to reconnect with family and friends. And even though you still have to maintain social distancing, you know the drill, you still can reach out to those people that are closer to you. And last but not least, contact us at info.insidethearmor@gmail.com with comments, with questions. We look forward to hearing from you. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.